Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Hope you've got your menu planned for your Christmas dinner. But if you haven't, lo and behold, the Grillin' Guys might have some ideas for you.
Ooh.
Barbecue Bob, I see you've written down a couple things here on the show plan. Take it away, brother.
Well, you know, this is funny how these dishes evolve in your mind. And then you see somebody else doing it on a video and you go, I was thinking about something like that.
Yeah.
I told you a few weeks ago on the show to do something with tater tots, or we were talking about potatoes and brisket. Oh, I was going to do potato, and I'm still going to, potato wedges, or what do you call them? Potato skins.
Right.
With brisket.
Okay.
Well, I saw a TikTok video of, there's so many.
Oh, sure.
But this one guy, and here's what you do. You go to the supermarket or your produce shop, and you buy a bunch of really nice potatoes that you're going to want to bake. Don't get them too big, because if you're doing potato skins, sure, get the big Idahos. But if you're going to do some of these things we're going to talk about now, those medium-sized yellows are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I say bake them only because you want the skin on them.
Yep.
If you boil them, you're going to probably lose a certain amount of the skin and a bunch of the nutrients in the water. Well, so if you've got a bunch of these potatoes processed, you can just sort of get your tapestry in any way you want it to go. You know, you can just get stupid crazy and start throwing stuff on it. And if you don't like it, somebody will. So here's one that I saw that I was referring to before, and it's called a smashed potato. It's kind of a thing. In this case, they had a big baked potato. They sliced a V down the center. They put a big wedge of like garlic butter in the middle.
I like it already.
Yeah, and if I was Jop, I would probably put that cream cheese.
Borsin
down the middle.
Right.
And then they stacked cheddar cheese on it and onions, and they took one of these, and you've got an outdoor griddle, so you must have a smashing tool by
now.
I
do.
They took one of those, and they just pressed it down.
Because it was already boiled,
It was cooked, or baked, rather.
That
butter started melting, and the Borsin started melting, and then the cheddar started melting over it, and they just smashed it right down until that cheese was oozing out on the sides and made sort of a cool, I don't know, it looked like a lattice around it or something, you know,
right.
Like a doily. And then he scoops it up with a big spatula, puts it on a plate. Oh, I'm sorry. Before he put the cheddar down, after the butter and the Borsin, he put brisket down.
Oh, okay. So it's a
That went along with that brisket idea I was doing. This guy proved it, and it's exactly.
So the brisket's in the wedge too.
Yeah. So he put the butter, some sort of cheese, and then brisket, and then he covered it in cheddar, shredded yellow cheese of some sort, and then smashed the whole thing on a hot griddle. And just held it down for a little while, and you could see everything oozing out of it and burning up on the sides. And then he scoops it up, puts it on a platter, puts sour cream on it, and chives, and some chopped tomatoes maybe or something like that, maybe pimento, I couldn't tell. But there's a bunch of recipes like that. But you talk about bringing something in and watching your friends go crazy.
Right.
This you're going to go crazy for, because it's a baked potato with garlic butter, brisket, cheese, sour cream.
Yeah. How bad can that be?
Wow.
That sounds wonderful.
It was so cool, but, you know, it's a special season. So if you're going to have friends and guests and family over, do something special and go out, you know. Don't do Gordon's meatballs.
Right.
That's a takeaway.
Yeah. There's a place for them, but not on your holiday dinner table.
Yeah, here's another one I found that was really cool. It was bacon jam cheeseburger egg rolls.
Okay.
Bacon jam.
It was so weird. Yeah, but the guy, now what I would do, you buy the egg roll wrappers. I learned the hard way a couple years ago when I tried making them for us.
Right,
you buy the egg roll wrappers.
Yeah, they're in like the fresh food case. Usually by the vegetables. Because they're a plant based egg roll wrapper. So they're in there. Come like 40 in a pack, little rectangular pack.
Okay. So you chop up some bacon, and you make a bacon jam on it. You can find various recipes for that. I'm not going to bore you, but you can even buy it in a jar like that. It's really good. They sell it at Old World. And then if it's my hamburger, I'm going to take a, about a cigar-sized piece, a shorty of raw hamburger, and I'm going to set that down, and I'm going to put that bacon cheeseburger on top of it, and then I'm going to wrap it in the egg roll, and I'm going to lightly fry it up.
Okay, deep fry it, or are you going to fry it in a pan?
I would deep fry it.
Right.
That's why I'm using raw burger, because I want it to be medium rare when I get done with it. But it's got to be good burger. You can't do that from supermarket burger.
Right.
But if you've got a Tim Sobey in your future or your life, you can use their burger all day long.
Right.
Whatever
and,
temp
and
you want.
So when you lay this wrapper down, it's maybe like they're usually like 4 inches
yeah,
by
like
4 inches.
Yeah, six by six,
six
like
by
that.
Six. You can buy different sizes. Yep. Exactly. So, but what a little secret on that is make yourself a little bit of an egg wash.
Oh,
and because that's the glue hold the
that'll hold
the wrapper together.
It's exactly right.
But at the end of the day, you know, you lay your stuff in the middle, fold in the edges, roll it up, and then that egg
then
wash.
The egg wash.
Right.
Yes, you're absolutely
right. It's kind of like your glue.
They did wash it, and that's what makes the outside of that shell so nice.
Right. Yep. It'll
My
turn
wife
golden
does
brown
it
when
with
you
certain pies. Tony's Vicky's pasty in Saranac, they make a vegetarian pasty.
Yeah.
They egg wash the outside of it. I'm telling you, I love their regular one. I've got one in my car right now.
Just in case I slip in the ditch, I got something to eat while they come
to pick me
up.
There's a story there. I won't bore you. But they made these vegetarians because his daughter's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter Olivia is too, and she absolutely loves those.
Right.
So when I want to get on her better side, I just do that. So brisket smashed potatoes, that's cool. We already kind of covered that. Here was a really cool thing I saw. And I would do it with St. Louis ribs. They called it baby backs, but as I looked at them, they were spares.
Yep.
And he took
that
a
just
nice...
leaves that that bottom layer of,
no,
of cartilage
on it. No, they were
St.
Louis ribs.
Yeah, right.
They were cut already, so okay. They were all perfect 6-inch ribs. There was a, you know, 18, 20-inch strip of it. And they took it and they formed it in a circle on a baking plate and of some sort. And then they took dowlings or, you know, the little pins or the big toothpicks or skewers and put the end together. And then they put their baked beans in the middle of that.
Uh-huh. Kind of a crown roast of beans.
And then they put a bacon weave on top of it. Glazed it with maple syrup, and they smoked the whole thing for about 3 hours.
And the ribs were raw.
They were
and
raw.
The beans
when they started.
Were beans were
they just... were raw. Everything was just raw. Smoked it for 3 hours. When they got it out, the bacon weave was like a roof over a shack. So he just crunched that up, and it's maple bacon going down in the beans. And he started slicing those ribs off there, and the beans just came running out like hot lava. Cool presentation, man. It was like so cool. Just to, you know, so you can. There's no license required for any of this.
Right. Somebody just thought of that. But
yeah.
What a great presentation
cool?
to just pull that thing out of the smoker and set it on the table and then start cutting ribs for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know.
But you're right. The spares would work better because they're taller
and they're thinner.
Right.
The baby backs have a bit too much meat on them.
Right.
And they're not going to bend.
Right.
As well, but yep. Whatever. Use whichever
That's
ones you like.
Pretty cool. Yeah, well, coming up next, we've got one of our friends from the show, Chef Andy Schultz. And Andy is a chef extraordinaire, professionally trained and really good at what he does. He's going to talk to us about some Christmas sides as well. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.